It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woo-hoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Yo, what's poppin'? You know what time it is. Your boy, Mr. J Hill, J Hill Podcast. Another special guest in the building. You see me with the same clothes on because I'm working. Different week, but we working. Yo, this guest bringing up, I don't have too much information about this young lady because she don't do interviews, but that's what this is for. But what I will say is, she probably can rap a lot better than a lot of you people out there. You know what I'm saying? I got to watch how I speak when I'm speaking in the presence of, I don't know, it just gets worse and worse. I don't know. I was going to say in the presence of God, but I should be in the presence of God all the time. But I'm human, man. I'm trying. Childlike CC is in the building. What up?
What's up, bro?
First of all, you are talented as heck.
Appreciate that.
I can, like, should I, like, be me? Like, I'm trying to, like, be
you can be you. I encourage people not to curse, though. I'll be like, if you can restrain, that would be appreciated.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I'm trying to respect you.
I appreciate that.
I do know that, like, you I don't want to say new, but you a few years removed. You ain't been doing it for too many years, so I got to be careful.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want you, like, it might be easy for you to, like, step back. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be promoting that.
Okay, I don't know what you mean, but I feel you.
You know, like, what is it called? Like, when you sober and you have a drink again?
Oh, no, what sir.
Relapse.
Nah, like, nah.
Because you're fresh. Like, you for, like, 3-4 years now, right?
Like, 4 or 5, like, 2019, but nah, I ain't.
Oh, that's why I said I got to be careful, because I don't want you to relapse over
here. No, we ain't relapsing. We good. We good.
How you doing? First of all, I feel like for the interviews that I did watch, or the one, or maybe two.
Yeah.
You got such a great energy and a great spirit.
Appreciate that.
But you say you don't like doing interviews.
I don't like doing interviews like that, but I'm going to tell you why. It's really my fault. Because the interviews I've done, people ask me like the same stuff because they don't really know nothing. So I think it's more of like my fault. Like they ain't really, so they're like, oh, when you start doing Christian rap, like it'd be like the same little questions and I'd be like,
yeah.
It's like a little draining. So that's what it'd be.
Okay. Okay. But I mean, yeah,
it's
I get that.
Fault.
If they trying to get that, I get that.
Yeah.
I do want to start from the beginning, though.
Yeah.
Right? I told you we want to go through the journey.
Okay.
I do know that it was a time where you was struggling with smoking.
Yeah.
And the way you stopped was, like, really unconventional.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it was like a come-to-life moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But I want to go back even before Christian rap.
Okay.
Like, when did you get introduced to, like, music in general and you knew that this was a thing that you wanted to pursue at all?
Yeah,
period.
I'm going to answer that, but I want to first give you some flowers a little bit. I was watching some interviews before I came on here. You know, I got to research. I'm like, bro is a good interviewer.
Oh, thank you so much.
Like, you're listening. You're actually listening, pulling questions from, like, the conversation. I was like, I need to let him interview me because I knew. Like, right away, I was like, he gonna pull out the questions. So
I appreciate that, for real.
You're a great interviewer. But ask your question again, because...
Yeah, like, let's go back to, inception. Is that the right word?
Inception,
like,
yeah.
When did you know you wanted to make music, be creative, do things unconventional? Like, when did you know that? Before we even get to Christian rap.
Yeah, you good.
Before we even get there.
Yeah, so I always knew, I feel like if I'm not mistaken, like, I started with, like, just creative things in general. So, like, writing poems, writing short stories, like, rap. I used to watch, like, a lot of battle rap and stuff.
Mm.
I want to say, like, not to, like, date myself, but, like even remember, like, 106 and Park, like, Freestyle Fridays when I was younger, stuff like that. But just different things of that nature. And then it got to the point where I would watch that stuff. Then I'd be like, hey, let's battle rap. Like, talk to my cousins or my siblings or something. And they was like, nah, CeCe, you're actually good. Like, that slide. And then from there, I just kind of kept doing it type thing. So.
Where you from originally?
New York.
It sounds like somewhere down south.
Because my life is interesting. So, like, I was born in New York, but when I was, like, 4, I moved to Virginia, then from Virginia to North Carolina.
What part of Virginia?
Fredericksburg, Stafford area.
Okay, that's deep down south.
I don't know.
Yeah, because, I mean, it ain't Alexandria, so.
Nah.
That's all I'm assuming is though. So,
yeah.
Well, how old were you when you moved to North Carolina?
I don't even know. Like 13 something maybe. I don't know.
Okay, so it's some Southern in there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you listen to battle rap.
Yeah.
And you knew, like, you got confirmation from your friends, from your peers that you was good doing
it. Not even my friends, because I was, like, really weird about even sharing that I could rap with people outside my family, because I dealt with, like, a lot of, like, anxiety, shyness and stuff. And you know the first thing people say when you be like, I can rap, let me hear some. Yep. And it's like, nah. So, but yeah, like, my siblings, family, stuff like that, people I was comfortable with, was telling me, like, nah, that's actually good. But even if they didn't, I feel like I would have still just been doing it, because I actually, I really just felt drawn to it, like, to keep making music type thing.
Do you still, like, think you suffer from, like, anxiety and things like that? Do you get nervous on a big, like, someone?
Nah. Like, when I say I used to suffer from anxiety, I mean, I would be up here, like not being able to, like, I dealt with it bad. Like, I couldn't even speak. I'd be sweating, like, weird stuff type thing. So, nah. Like, I think normal nerves sometimes, but not, like, nothing like I used to be at all.
Mm. So you're not nervous right now?
Nah.
I was making sure.
Nah, I'm not nervous. I feel like you're trying to intimidate me, though.
No, I don't want to intimidate you. I want to make sure you're good. Like, I might have to get you some water. I might have to go to the store and get you some Fiji or something.
Nah, I'm good, though.
You like Fiji, right?
No, I don't like Fiji, bro. I like spring water from, like, Whole Foods store. He has some Deer Park, y'all.
This is crazy.
Deer Park is not the one. Like, no offense to Deer Park. I hope you're not sponsored, because I'm about to mess it up. But Deer Park is not the one at all. So we had a little conversation, but that's it.
What's the water you like? Because you keep saying spring water from the grocery store or something.
Like Whole Foods. I don't know what y'all got in Atlanta and stuff, but we got, like, Harris Teeter's,
yeah,
like Whole Foods stores.
But what water is in Harris Teeter's that you like?
It's like their brand. Like, I be liking the brand water from the Whole Foods stores. I don't know why they taste better, but they do. And water got a taste, too. I was trying to tell him that, like, if you really drink water, you know it got a taste for real. Like, different water tastes different type
That's
thing.
True, but, bro, you just said you like Harris Teeter water over, I don't like I don't know, essential water or something like that.
Yeah, nah, I don't like essential water. None of that.
You're just picky.
I ain't picky, man. I just know what I like.
You just like what you like.
Yeah. Type timing.
All right, whatever. So let's go back to you making this hip-hop music, battle music, right?
Yeah.
So at what point of time did you, like, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to take it serious.
That wasn't low-key until, like, high school. I got, like, an interesting story, but I don't know how in depth I should go.
Bro,
but
we got
here,
time. Yeah, we here.
I'm going depth. So my brother, my oldest brother, I don't know why he started hanging out with these people, but he started hanging out, like, literally in, like, a trap house type thing. And it was two guys there who was rapping, and they were, like, trying to start, like, a group. So he was like, yo, my sister can rap. Like, she can help y'all. Like, she can rap. So he literally took me over there, and that was, like, the first time I ever, for whatever reason, like, I felt comfortable, like, rapping around them. Like I said, prior to this, only, like, family, like, really close people to me. But for whatever reason, like, first time I go over there, they, like, turn on a beat, like, we're freestyling, like, that type timing. And, again, this was the first time, like, other people was also speaking into it, like, you better than me type thing. Like, so that was, like, the first time I really was like, yo, I should actually take this seriously. Like, I'm rapping at a caliber, like, me rapping against, like, other people who consider themselves somewhat professional. Not really professional. It was like a trap house with a laptop and a mic, and we thought we was doing something, but they was taking it serious, and I was, like, keeping up with them type timing.
Okay.
So that's when I was like, okay, I can actually do that. So from there, I was, like, over there, like, every single day, like, rapping, recording. So that's when I, like, started taking it serious somewhat, but even at that point, I wasn't, like, taking it, like, trying to be online or stuff, nothing like that, till, like, 2019.
So at what point did you see had to have some success with it? Was that 2019? What happened? What was it?
All right, so pretty much I had, like, a situation, like a bad breakup, basically, and it kind of caused me to, like, really just need something to, like, focus on, if that makes sense. So I was like, I'm really about to try to get locked in with this music. But the problem was I had no money. So I was like, I'm going to just turn on a beat, record myself on a phone. At that time, those videos was kind of popular anyway. People just freestyling stuff like that. So I just recorded myself, would just be rapping. And those videos, like, started to, I'm not going to say take off, like, to the caliber, like, my videos be taking off now. But for me to just come online, zero followers, to have 200-300 people commenting, like, saying this is fire, stuff like that, it was, like, one of those things where the videos were getting a lot of views, a lot of engagement and stuff online. So it would be me transitioning to a testimony, because I probably only did this for, like, it wasn't even that long. Like, I would say less than 6 months I was really pursuing this. And different people started reaching out, like, people like, oh, I'll shoot for you for free. Let me manage you. Like, all this different stuff that started happening, like, within that short amount of time of me just posting. I wasn't even at the studio. I was just really dedicated to, I'm going to try to drop a freestyle video or something, like, every few days, like, be consistent type thing.
So when you first started, it wasn't gospel rap. First of all, do you categorize yourself as?
I do, yes. Okay. I don't mind. Like, I consider myself a Christian rapper.
Okay. So at that moment, it wasn't Christian rap?
No.
So then, now the question that everybody asks, at what point does it go from I'm online rapping, mm-hmm. right? I'm getting some success, 200 comments. That's a lot. That's still a lot right now.
Right now, yes, literally.
So I have zero followers. I'm getting 200 comments. That's a lot. When does it go from that to now testimonial and I'm changing it up?
All right, so let's get to the testimony. All right, so basically, like I said, this is like 2019, moving towards like the end of 2019. I have this moment. So at this point, like I said, stuff was going so well online. Like, people were really trying to, like, work with me, different management teams, independent labels, stuff like that. So I'm literally set to go meet with some people, like a serious meet. I'm telling all my family, like, everyone's excited type thing. And I would say maybe like a week or so before I'm set to, like, take this meeting with them.
Well, who?
It was like a management team. Like, I don't even remember.
Independent, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't remember, like, who they were, but it was enough to where I got it. Like, looking on their page, I just remember being excited, like, oh, snap, they done X, Y, and Z. But, like, I would say, like, a week before I was set to, like, take that meeting, I had got a DM, and it's going to sound crazy, but this is what really happened. And the Bible talked about this.
Yeah,
you probably heard some of this. Yeah, so, yeah. Like, God will take he uses the foolish things to confound the wise, right? So I got a DM, and it was from this page, and they were like, we're the Illuminati, and we want to recruit you, this, whatever, whatever. And I'm, like, looking at the DM, and I, like, literally laughed at it. I don't think the Illuminati is out here DMing people to recruit them or whatever. But I looked at the DM, and I laughed it off or whatever. But it's, like, I had a thought after, like, reading a DM, and I just started thinking about the fact that people really do that. So I was, like, saying, like, to myself and kind of out loud, because I was just in a room by myself, I was like, man, I would never sell my soul. Like, what I look like selling my soul for anything type thing. And it's like I had an epiphany. And I don't know about you. Like, you ever feel like have you felt like you ever heard God before? Like, you ever felt like God
conviction?
Talk to you? Maybe.
I ain't going to lie. I'm challenged with that.
You're challenged?
Yeah. Okay. Like, I'm still trying to hear his voice and know when is his voice and when is mine.
All right, that's a good thing you bring up. So that was that moment. So it's like I'm having this thought. It feels somewhat audible, but it's not maybe as audible as like me and you talking necessarily, but it's like audible. And it's like a thought outside of my own thought, if that makes sense. Jeez. So at this time, I'm smoking every single day. The dude I was dating was a drug dealer. So even though we broke up, I still, like, mad weed. Like, I'm smoking every day. I'm drinking. Like, I'm not thinking nothing about God. I'm not praying, looking at, like, nothing about God. So I'm, like, as I'm having this thought, like, I'm knowing it's not my thought. And I'm not high at this time necessarily, but I'm knowing it's not my thought. And it's, like, he's saying, like, you're doing the same thing. And I'm, like, how? Like, it's, like, I just start, like, having a conversation back, and I'm, like, how? And then he's, like, anytime you use the gifts that I gave you, right, to promote the things of this world. And when I say the things of this world, I mean the Bible calls Satan the god of this world. Mm. So you're using your gifts that I gave you to promote promiscuity, to promote addiction, to promote the kingdom of darkness. Who do you think you're glorifying? Like, what kingdom do you think you're working for? Mm. And it, like, really, it, like, kind of hit, like, it really hit me. Like, it just, like, in that moment, it just, like, completely, like, wrecked me because, and also more revelation started coming to my head. And again, I'm knowing this is not me because I don't even think like this. But, like, more revelation start coming. Like, people think that selling your soul is, we hear people, oh, you do blood sacrifices. They killed a family member to get on. Or they doing a seance to the devil or something like that, which I'm sure those things really happen. Matter of fact, I know those things really happen. But it's like he revealed to me in that moment, it's really more simple than that. Like, it's a lot more simple than what people think it is. And I think some people only consider things demonic and stuff when it's very overtly demonic. But it's like, it's a lot more simple than that. And he kind of just revealed that to me in that moment. And I just remember, like, I just sat there and I got on YouTube. Like, I was just kind of stuck. I got on YouTube. And then when I get on YouTube, like, a video come up. Now, mind you again, now the algorithm is a thing. Like, you watch certain content, certain stuff gonna pop up. I was not watching Christian content. I wasn't doing anything. A video pops up and it just starts also speaking to me. It wasn't speaking about that, but it was just speaking to like the personal things I was going through. And at that point, I'm just crying. Like, cause I'm like, God is literally, this is God. And it's like, it was almost like an undeniable feeling like God is communicating with me and trying to reach me in this moment. And it's like, I couldn't help but submit. I don't know. Yeah, like, I couldn't help but submit. But even with that, like, that next day, I still remember I woke up that next day and, like, was doing my same routine. Also, with that story, like I said, I smoked a lot. So that night, I normally would have smoked before I went to bed because it's like I had to smoke to go to sleep. I had to smoke to eat. I smoked when I woke up. Like, it was like my life. I just went to sleep that night. For, like, the first time in, like, the longest, I didn't even feel the need to smoke. Like, I just went to sleep because I was just, like, so overwhelmed. But when I woke up that next day, I was like, I'm about to just get back to business as usual. So I roll up and stuff. Me and my brother was living together at the time. And I remember, like, we were smoking in the kitchen. And even while I was sitting there smoking, I was like, bro, I think God is telling me to stop smoking and to stop, like, rapping. And we both high at this point. Now I am high and he's high. Yeah, so he's looking at me. Like, yeah, he's like, do it. Like, just high, like, whatever. So he's like, dude, he's like, I was like, I am. So that day, like, that was like 5 years ago, last time I ever smoked. And beyond the fact that he, like, took me out of that in that moment, I was still living in the house. My brother and I was living together. He didn't stop smoking. We had another roommate. They were still smoking. Everybody smoking every day still around me. I still had, like, no desire anymore whatsoever to smoke or anything. The music piece was a little bit harder because, like, I had told him that in the kitchen, but it probably took me, like, a few days. I'm like, bro, I got all these views. I got all these comments. I went from, like, zero to almost, like, 10,000 followers in a few months. Like, but I was like, I'm going to just delete it. I took down the videos. I deactivated all my stuff or deleted it, depending on the different platforms. And I was just like, all right, God, I'm going to just whatever, I guess. I'm going to just stop doing music. So it was literally from 2019 to 2022 to where I basically stopped doing music. I didn't plan like, oh, I'm about to just do Christian rap because I didn't even know Christian rap was like a thing. Yeah. It was just a time of me being obedient to God and me feeling like he said, stop doing the music, stop the other stuff you're doing. So I just stopped. And in 2022, I just felt like he was calling me back to it. So
that's, first of all, it's so, I wanted to touch on some things.
Okay.
So no cap. Yeah, let me show you this, bro. I can't make this up. I just got this the other day. And I laughed, too. I thought it was weird. Bro, look at this. I can't make this up.
He got a message from the Illuminati.
Ain't that crazy? I swear, I'm like, bro.
Maybe this might be your moment, bro. I don't know.
So.
I don't know. I'm telling you some stuff.
But, yeah, so I got that the other day. But, wow, that's a lot. So did you, so when you stopped smoking, you go off the grid, did you find a church? How was the rest of your life? Because it's other things outside of smoking, other things outside of rapping.
So basically, like, I stopped smoking, and God is like, if y'all, man, and this is why, like, Christianity, like, faith to me is not like my grandma religion, like someone told me I had to be a, like, it's like real to me because the way he saved me was like so radical and just like, what the heck? But like that around that same time, like I told you, like I was smoking a lot. Every job and stuff I had, I used to either have to like try to like stop smoking for a few days, drink a bunch of water, so I can pass piss tests and stuff, or take somebody pee. Like, I was on that. Like, that's what I would do. I had got a job, like, a few, probably like a month or two later. End up being the best job of my life. Like, I'm blessed now to do music full-time, but prior to that, I still was working that job. Like, end up being the best job of my life. The first job this was the first job I ever had that they didn't even require a piss test. So I could have kept smoking, like, at this job and been at this job. But it was like a sales job and stuff that pretty much changed my life during that time. So I was actually working, because prior to that, like I said, the dude I was dealing with, helping him and stuff like that. But so I started working, and I did start going to church. For the first few months, I wasn't going to church. Maybe like the first month or two, I was just like consuming content and stuff, like Christian content. But when I did start going to church, like, I was like literally like obsessed. Like, prior to that too, I would go to church here and there. But you know how, like, sometimes you in church and you just kind of there because someone told you to come, or you like not even really catching what the pastor is saying. Like, you just kind of just there. But it's like, for the first time, I was actually intrigued. Like, it's like, you know how people like, keep preaching. You, like, that's how I felt. Like, keep going. Like, I want to hear more. Like, it's like I felt the need to just want to consume more. So I was going to Sunday service. If they had a Wednesday night, if they had a Monday, any special services, like, I was just in there trying to, like, get as much in me as possible. Same with reading. Like, I became obsessed with reading the Bible. Like, it was, like, literally just radical. It's like God increased my desire to get to know him in different ways. So
I was just talking about, like, how it's like different levels of, like, being saved. Like, you get, when you first get there, like, you're super excited.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
I was wondering, how was the next level? Did you experience a fall off?
Yes. I definitely had, like, so it was like really radical, like, at first. Like, I'm literally going to everybody, like, my siblings, my friends, like, I'm trying to get everybody. So I'm like, God is real, this happened. Like, I'm like just preaching, like, Holy Spirit feel like preaching. And then I will say, like, maybe probably like a year into it, I felt myself starting to backslide, but it wasn't like backsliding back into, like, I never went back to like smoking and stuff like that, like different stuff I was doing. It was more of like a mindset.
Questioning God, maybe.
Yeah, like, not even questioning God, but it's like I didn't feel as on fire anymore, if that makes sense. Like, at one point, like, I felt like, yeah, it was like, it kind of felt like, this God stuff is cool, but, you know, maybe I don't got to go to, like, maybe I don't got to read every day. Maybe I don't got to pray every day. Maybe I don't got to tell everybody about God. It was more of like one of those things. Like, I started to feel like maybe I'm doing too much, kind of. But I will say, in that process, you do begin to realize, like, you're really not doing too much. Like, if I really feel like God saved me, and I'm saying not only did he save my life, I feel like he saved my life, changed my life, then just, like, gave me a new life. Why wouldn't you want to tell everybody about that? Like, if you believe that the word of God is how you get to know him, if you believe that prayer is how you get closer to him, how could you do that too much or be in your word too much? So it was more of that thing where it's like I felt like I didn't want to do the things that I used to, like, as easily. But the more I feel like it's normal. Like, you don't always feel.
How did you get through that, though? How did you muster through that moment, feeling like you backsliding a little bit, falling back a little bit?
Just realizing that it's not always about a feeling. It's about, like, a commitment. It's just like when people talk about in relationships, like, if you, like, you may not always wake up and feel like you're in love with somebody, but that don't mean you treat them differently or you move differently because you don't feel it necessarily. You, like, you still make a decision to get up every day. Like, I personally feel like God chose me, in a sense. And the Bible actually talks about it. It talks about how we're drawn, like, no one comes to God unless they're drawn to him by the Spirit. So I feel like he chose me. So it's like, he saved me. He helped me. He got me to this point. Why can't I wake up every day and say, I'm going to choose you? Like, you don't have to, like, at this point, you've given me enough to say, I have enough power in me to say, I can wake up every day and choose you, if that makes sense.
Nah, it's crazy because, like, I do understand.
Yeah.
And, like, one of my friends just started, like, she changed her whole way of rap as well. Her name is, like, Martina Marie. She's from, awesome. From Texas, I think, mm-hmm. Houston. And, like, and I see the conviction, and I think the first thing I thought was, like, man, I just pray that she can stay mm-hmm. motivated, because I know how easily you can get swayed.
You really can. Like, you really got to be careful. Like, even when I started to, like, go on socials, like, doing Christian rap, it was definitely a temptation. Like, people, like, you know, you ain't got to do that. Like, you can, like, it's definitely temptation. But I think, I don't know, I feel like once your heart is positioned a certain way, it just be like, you can't pay me. Like, it's nothing you can do to get me to turn my back on God. Like, he bought me too far.
What's some, like, so what is some advice that you would give to somebody that might had just made this transition from, like, secular rap or secular music to now Christian-based rap? How do you, is it technically, if it's rap, what's secular mean? What does that even mean?
So, I literally, I'm glad you asked. So, I think it's levels to it in a sense. Happy Birthday is technically a secular song. Like, a secular song is basically considered anything that has to do with, like,
the world.
Yeah, in a sense, like, not necessarily related to God or giving glory to God, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So I feel like not all secular, a secular song necessarily doesn't have to be inherently bad or evil, because it can still have some principles that's not necessarily saying, hey, I'm giving glory to God, but it still has those good principles, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Most of the time when you hear people talk about secular music, though, we're probably talking about, like,
club music.
And not even club music. I'm just talking about anything that's, like,
that music.
What I said earlier, basically. Like, to me, it's like the music is, like, promoting darkness.
So not, like, twerking music. Not, like, Sexy Red. You talking about,
that,
like,
I think Sexy Red's promoting darkness. I think she's promoting promiscuity.
Okay. I'm thinking, like, Lil Uzi or...
What's that? I know Lil Uzi, but I don't listen to music.
I'm just thinking, like, when you say... Because I feel like they be talking about, like, demons and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think that's where people probably get... Because even when I talk about it, I do get backlash sometimes when I talk about it. But in a sense, I don't... I'm the type of person, like, I be like... Some of the stuff I say, I don't necessarily expect everyone to understand or agree with me. But I'm not really saying it to get anyone to agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it because I believe it. And I feel like if I can just plant a seed, like, get you to think about something maybe you never thought about, or if I can water a seed, like, get you to further think about something that maybe God already was putting in your heart, I'm fine with that. Like, I don't feel like I have to convert anybody on the spot or get somebody to agree with me. So even, like, when it comes to the music, it'd be like, I personally feel like if, like, I don't personally rock with music that promotes darkness and sin, because I know the effect it had on my life personally, and the effect it's had on some loved one's life that I love, just seeing how music has and affected them. And I think some people, maybe because they haven't had a personal experience with it, they may not see, like, the impact that secular music has on people's lives, like, for real, and how the enemy literally uses that as, like, the soundtrack to some people's lives being ended, or people making very poor decisions that change their lives. I think sometimes it's hard for them to, like, really understand. But, like, for me, it's serious.
No, we just seen, it was a movie that came out on Netflix with Jamie Foxx. I don't know the name of the movie, where, like, it was a scene where they was in a club, and, like, they was listening to music, and they was all zombies. Mm. What was the name of the movie? Anybody remember? Who cloned Tyrone? Yeah, I remember. And so, like, when you say that, it's funny that they made that comparison, that correlation, because music can have you under a spell. But I was going to ask you about, back to my friend.
Okay,
to somebody that just made a transition.
Okay.
From, like, secular music to gospel music, right? Or gospel rap. What's some advice would you give them from your experience in your 5 years into this?
I've really been doing this for 2 years, though. Well, rap part.
Rap.
Like, I would just say, like... advice, I would just say to stay the course, because especially if you start to make an impact, of course, different opportunities and stuff are going to come that may try to persuade you to, like, hey, you know, maybe you ain't got to rap Christian. You can just rap clean.
Mm.
And then from, like, oh, maybe you ain't got to rap clean, you can say a little, like, I don't know. I feel like if it's in your heart, though, you just got to, like, stay strong on your convictions, man. I don't know what else to say. Like, really, that's, like, me. at least how I think about it.
I ask that because, like, even, like, it's funny because I talk a lot about how everybody always talk about how God gives blessings and things like that, but I feel like we overlook so many of the blessings that the Satan gives
yeah.
us. Like, Satan gives us blessings to mask the... in ways that it look good.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look wrong. Like you said, it might not be as big and blatant, right?
Yeah.
But Satan will give you a blessing in the form of some money so you think it's God.
It's a thing, too. I call it the counterfeit blessing.
Mm.
Like, that's what I feel like I was, like, working my way into. Like, I was going to mess around and accept a counterfeit blessing because I'm getting attention and stuff. And then I start this, and God just go, like, I like to say, I feel like, that's even in the Bible. Like, when Jesus, it's a scripture in Matthew's where Jesus is being tempted. Well, it's in different gospels, but he's being tempted by Satan, and he's mm-hmm. offering him.
Yep, he's like, I'll give you all this.
And it's like,
he's like,
that's one of the things I hate is that some people really feel like.
He's like, bro, I think it was like, you ain't eat. Like, you can have all this. Why are you doing this? You can.
He was offering him. He like put him on a ledge and offered him like everything was there. But I think.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Yeah, it's just a counterfeit, and I feel like, I forgot what I was going to say, I ain't going to lie.
Mm.
But yeah.
No, I think, wasn't that like after his 40 days or something? Like, right?
He was
like,
fasting.
Yeah, he was fasting. He was like, bro, you don't got to do
and
this.
And that was right, this is why I said a counterfeit before the real thing, because it was right before he was about to actually step into his ministry.
Yep.
Like, his real ministry is when he tried to offer him.
The world. He was like, you can have all
like
this.
Like, you can have it. But yeah. I think for some people, too, it's just one of those things of, I don't think some people even, like, you spoke of, like, Lil Uzi Vert. Like, I'm not really from, even when I was, like, in the world and stuff, I wasn't really a fan of his necessarily. But I've seen stuff, like, people say he's overtly, I guess, demonic and stuff in his music. I don't think people worship Satan and really believe that Satan is, like, going to put them in hell and, like, they're going to be, like, I don't think they view Satan as a enemy or a monster,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. Because the Bible talk about that, too, how he acts like an angel of light, basically. So I don't think, like, someone's like, oh, I'm going to make this type of music, and then something going to happen to me. It's like, I think they believe whatever he's telling them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to get into this, but...
You good.
I feel like even if you do it unconsciously,
mm-hmm.
you still going to be judged by your sin. It mm-hmm. is what it is. So, and I think, and this is where it gets tricky. I was about to have a conversation with Lecrae. It gets tricky because
it's like, I want you to say what you want to say. Because you want to say something, but you don't want to say it.
Nah, because it's like, it's so many different things out there. And that's why I say I get so, I don't want to say confused, but it gets frustrating for me or discouraging for me because it's so many different views out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, some people, let's say we talk about pagan holidays.
Okay.
It could be whatever, right? Some
yeah.
people look at the cross being a symbol, like
yeah.
Worshiping the symbol. Like, some people look at it like that, right?
Yeah.
And I think what happened is the devil presents opportunities and make it okay. So you're not, it's not necessarily like I'm worshiping the devil,
mm-hmm.
but unconsciously, because you are worshiping the devil, you still get judged the same way. It doesn't matter if you're doing it constantly or not. You still get judged the same way. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, if you go and you celebrate another god, whether you know it's another god or not, but what happened is the devil makes it the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I try not to, like, because this conversation go deep, but, like let's say, I don't know, do you celebrate Christmas and, like,
nah, not necessarily for the reasons people don't. My mama just always got us gifts at tax time. After, you know how that is.
But that's what. But that's where I'm going with it, though. Like, so, like, that's kind of where I'm going with it. Like, so, you might not celebrate Christmas because you know it's a pagan holiday, right? But we make and you might get some trauma, not make you uncomfortable. Like, we make excuses.
You're good.
We make
good.
Excuses for worldly things to fit in our box. Not understanding that we're still gonna get judged the same. And that's what I'm saying. So like, yeah, you might not be worshiping the devil per se, but because you're not worshiping God and his words and what's in the Bible, you're still gonna get judged like you somebody that's worshiping the devil.
I mean, not technically. And I think that's the difference from like maybe like a legalistic perspective of what the faith is. So legalistic says like, I got to do all of these things. Like, I got to do all these different things in order to not get judged by God. But the Bible don't say that. Like, the Bible talks about the only way anyone can make it to heaven. The Bible actually says, and I try to be careful when talk about this because I'm not it's not giving people a license to sin or do evil. But God says, like, our works, like, our good works and stuff is like filthy rags to him. So the Bible also says that we are saved by grace through faith alone so that no man can boast. So it's basically saying you can't do enough good or do enough things right to get to heaven. Your only entrance to heaven is by putting your faith in Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says. That's a part of the gospel of Jesus Christ is you believe in me, and because you believe in me, that is your entrance into heaven. All that extra stuff is a byproduct of your faith being in him. It's like, because you believe in me, I can enable you to do the right things and to actually be able to discern right from wrong, so on and so forth. But it's not like, it's not, you getting judged either way because someone, if we're talking about a Uzi or someone, he's not getting judged necessarily because of the things he's rapping and stuff. Not to say it's wise, not to say it's good, not to say it's not evil, but the judgment is coming because he doesn't have faith in the only one that can save him. That's like the real faith. Like, people try to add to it, but that's really what it is.
No, this is get deep, bro. Like, that's why I love having these conversations because it's always that nuance of like just different perspectives, and that's why I think I was talking earlier about how it can get discouraging for me because I just want what's right. It's like I want the answers. Like, I want
you know a good thing I heard before.
What?
Someone told me, instead of always thinking about, like, what's sin and what's not sin, like, just think about, does this glorify God or not? Like, that's an easier gauge. Because people, we can get real technical. Like, I can say, hey, I'm sure you had that conversation. Drink is not a sin. Jesus turned water into wine. Whatever. We can have those conversations. But it's like, if I'm sitting here drunk, is this glorifying God or not? Like, that's an easy gauge to just ask yourself, in what way or shape or form of something I'm doing, is it bringing glory to God? So I feel like that's an easier gauge for me.
Do you have a hard time of, like, trying to balance being of the world and of God now? Like, because you're rapping about God and things like that, but you still have to live a certain lifestyle kind of as being in the industry. Still have to work with certain people. It's like, do you have a challenge balancing that at all?
Nah, I don't feel like I do. Like, I feel like I just be being me. Like, any room I walk into, I still just be being me. I understand everyone's, like, not to say I've even arrived. Like, I don't feel like I've arrived. I feel like I still have a lot of growing and maturing to do. I still need a lot of discipleship, mentors, all that stuff. But I just don't expect nothing. I don't necessarily, like, expect perfection or anything from anybody because I know I ain't do it on myself. I didn't do it to myself. Like, I didn't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to quit this. I'm going to stop this. I'm going to be a more Christ-like person. Like, it literally took, like, a work from God to do it. So it's just more of me just having grace for people. I am one. Like, you asked me earlier, you want me to cuss and be like, no, if you can restrain from cussing. I'm always going to encourage people to hold themselves to a higher standard, especially if you have some type of conviction about it, because for you to ask me means you probably considered it. But I just be me. I don't really.
What about the other Christians that may judge you? Do you feel that as well? People like talking about criticizing the way you make music, criticizing the way you're talking about the
Lord. That happens a lot. Like, surprisingly, what people don't realize, what church, you ever been to a church where they was rapping on Sunday morning? Yeah, have you been to church? I'm sure you've been to church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably not rap, but I mean, praise and worship was always a thing in the black church anyway. So
it's a thing, but not rap. Like, they, like, you'd be surprised most, like, churchy people, I guess, they don't really, not, it's weird how I'm even here. I don't know, because they don't even rock with rap like that. Like, the audience, sometimes you'll be surprised how little people who are actually, like, Christians that like it. Some people think the genre as a whole is demonic. Mm. Like, they find rap music, like, I don't care what you're talking about. That is demonic. You shouldn't be rapping at all. So, yeah, I definitely go do that, but...
Does that bother you at all, or, like...
It did at first. Like, it really did at first. It bothered me a little bit at first. Like, they had me questioning myself for, like, 30 seconds. I actually got to rap about it. Like, I bet, let me ask God. That's not what I heard. Because people was, like, really getting on me, and I'm like, God, like, you told me to do this. Why is they trying to tell me, like, this is wrong? But that's why I be telling people, get in your Bible, because it makes it easier, like, to hear the voice of God. But it's like, even in that, he was showing me the Pharisees and the Sadducees who used to get on him. Like, here it is, the Son of Man himself, God in human form in front of you, and you trying to criticize him and telling him, oh, you can't do, you can't eat and not wash your hands. Like, what are you doing? That's sinful. So he's like, they did it to him, for one. The religious people did it to him. But it's also a thing of people tend to, and that's why you're talking about, you're a little confused. People tend to take man-made traditions and customs and call them requirements from God, if that makes sense. So their makeup, they take their tradition or what they deem customary to do in church or to do in these different platforms, and now they're saying God said it. And it's like, God ain't said that, you said that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what he revealed to me. Like, you heard, like, we locked in. I'm reading the scripture. I don't see nowhere where it's saying don't rap over it. Like, nothing even implying for your argument besides the fact that in your tradition or custom, it doesn't fit within your box of how you feel like music should be made unto God, pretty much.
Mm.
So that took personal quiet time with the Lord to, like, quiet out the noise to say, I know what God told me to do.
But it's funny because you say you only been making music for like 2 years. So
when
you say that took some time, or that.
No, when I say time, I mean like a few days. I ain't let it. It took like some time.
So it didn't really bother you then?
It did, but that's just me. I just get over stuff fast. Like, I can be really, I could feel some type of way about something, like really feel it, but I'm not finna like sit on it for like, I really be giving stuff to God for it. I don't be having time. It slow you down too much. I don't be sitting on stuff for a long time.
So how was this dealing with, like, how was this in your personal relationships?
What do you mean?
Like, you dealing with other people, right? I mean, friendship, it could be romantic, whatever, right? Because, like, you are, bro, like, you in this now. Like, like you said, man, you pull up, you don't curse, like, none of that. Like, but everybody might not be on your level.
Yeah.
Especially your peers that you had before you walked into this.
Yeah. Now, I ain't gonna lie. Most of my friends that I had before was gone, like, after I stopped smoking. You know how some of those relationships can be, like, real surface? Like, and I encourage people to do that, like, sometimes you'll find, like, the more you just mature, that a lot of your relationships was, like, just trauma bonding, if that makes sense. Like, y'all really just hanging because y'all both carrying some similar trauma type thing, which really keeps people from growing, whether they realize that or not. Like, you're creating relationships off of, oh, you got a boy problem, I got a boy problem, he ain't nothing. We bonding off of that. We bonding off the fact that we both like to get high. We're just bonding off of, like, trauma and... Like, it's like trauma bonding. So it's like, once I did have a few friends who tried to like try to change a little bit, but it's like, they was like, and I just can't, like, I'm not there yet. And a me too, being still like a, what I would consider like a baby believer, I ain't know how to help them. I was like, well, I'm gonna just keep praying and stuff. Like, I don't really know how to help, but in my relationships now, I just feel like I have more just common-minded people, so it's not really hard necessarily. But I definitely had to leave a lot of people. I don't even want to say leave them behind, because I didn't, like, purposely, like, I'm going to cut you off. They kind of was just like, yeah, sis, I'm going to keep doing this. You can do that now. But now they hit me up. Like, a lot of people be trying to, like, pop back up type thing. Like, oh, I see you.
Like, of course they're going to do that.
Yeah, like, girl.
Yo, you know, it's funny. I'm thinking about it now. Like, you said you experienced, like, Christians, like, trying to condemn you and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it kind of bothered you for a quick second.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know, are you ready for the next level of it? Like, because, like, you got mad followers. You got, like, 400-something, maybe 500,000 followers, mm-hmm. right? So you're really popular right now, right? Mm-hmm. But even that is not even to be compared to, like, what's coming.
I'll be like this. This how I'll be. I just be trying to trust God's timing type thing. Because it'd be like, I don't even want nothing that I'm not even ready for, if that makes sense. Like, I'm not one of those people that be trying to, like, I don't want nothing. I'm not where I like to say this. A good thing at a bad time is still a bad thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, it's still a bad, if you're not ready for it, that's not a blessing to you. It could have been a blessing, but it's not.
Mm.
So I just be like, if God put me there, I'm going to be ready, because he's not going to put me there unless I'm ready.
Mm.
So that's how I feel.
Yo, what's your go-to verse that, like, you always got to go to when you're going through something or you need some guidance? Like, what's your favorite verse?
My go-to verse.
And break it down for me.
Definitely Romans 8:28.
That's crazy. That was close. Mine is Romans 8:18.
Really?
It's powerful, man.
Yeah.
Why is it 8:28?
Because it says that we know that God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose or plan. So for me, when I just be going through it, I'd be like, you must be causing it to work together, because I know you love me, I know I love you, and I know you called me according to a purpose. So it just be like, I know it's happening, and that really what be happening too. Like, I realize that even when I get no's, rejections, like stuff like that, it's like every time I look back, it'd be like he was either saving me for something or setting me up for something better. And it's like, the more you start to, I think, you know, I think a lot of people miss God and don't trust God. It's because they don't see him and stuff, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So stuff happens sometimes, they think it's them, or they think it was a coincidence, which I feel like calling things coincidences are literally robbing God of his glory sometimes, because you thinking it's coincidence, you thinking it was you. But it's like, the more you start to see God and stuff, the more you'll begin to trust him, because you'll be like, yo, God, that was you.
I think, and I ain't gonna lie, even for myself, be straight up. I think a lot of people don't go as hard for God because they don't understand, what's the word? They don't see the, I don't want to say benefit.
Yeah.
But it's like people take for granted their health until they're sick. Right? So the same with God. It's like, you don't take it serious because you don't see the win in it, or you don't see the importance of it.
Yeah.
Until you need to.
Yeah. I say that cockiness or pridefulness, whatever you want to call it, comes from literally not thinking you need God. Like, that's, and even me, if I'm being honest, like, I didn't get as in depth into my testimony, but I was at a low point. Like, I'm 5'6" and a half, almost 5'7". I'm like 120 pounds. I'm depressed. I'm going through a breakup. I was really at, he definitely caught me at a low point though. And I think that has to happen sometimes for some people. Because like you said, without that humility, like you feeling like I need something, even though I didn't know that's what I needed, because I was going through this, but I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to turn to God now. I'm thinking I just need to smoke more. I'm thinking I just need to get on. Like, I just need to get famous or something. Like, I'm thinking the answer is something else. And it's like, he'll take those moments to be like, nah, you do need me.
Mm.
I got something else. I heard someone say, it's people right now who think whatever they have, you could say money or whatever, is like the answer to their problem. Until they have problems, those things can't solve pretty much. And that's when you realize, oh, I need God, matter of fact.
Bro, just going back to the health example, right? Like, everybody want to be rich and stuff. But if you ask the richest man on this earth, right, if he's sick and on his deathbed and he got to die tomorrow, you ask him, what will he want? He would say he would give all his money away just to have another day on this earth.
Can't pay for it.
You can't pay for it, bro. And it's funny because like that goes into my favorite scripture, Romans 8:18. It basically said, well, it says, I consider that your present sufferings can't even be compared to the glory that will be revealed in you.
Yeah.
And it's like, that get me through every time. Like, when I'm going through a hard time, it's like, bro, whatever you're going through in this moment, you can't even be compared to the glory that's going to be revealed to you when you get out of this.
You don't know. You preaching. I think, too, though, I think that scripture is more so also talking about, like, when it's all said and done, as far as, like, us being able to be in the presence of God and stuff. But I think that even preaches to the fact, or talks to the fact. I may be being too preachy on this podcast, but we're going to find out.
I mean, we here. It's already all good.
But, like, the, just speak to the fact that, like, a lot of this stuff not worth it. Like, one thing we all know is we're going to get up out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's worth pursuing, or at least trying to understand, like, hey, is this God thing legit? Because if we wrong, we wrong. But if we right, you sick.
No, bro. I say this. I swear on everything, bro. It's not if we wrong, we wrong. It's like, all right, this is exactly.
And I'm saying, I don't, nothing in me think I'm wrong, but I'm just saying from a balanced perspective, if I'm playing the field evil,
that's what I'm saying.
Rather,
so for me, I look at it like, not if I'm wrong, I look at it like this. Okay, cool. If I do everything by God's way, right?
Yeah.
If I'm wrong, nothing happens.
Yeah.
Like, nothing happens.
Yeah.
But, no, if I'm right, I go to heaven, right?
Yeah.
But if I'm wrong, like, if I'm wrong, nothing happens. But if I don't follow his path and I'm wrong, I go to hell.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'd rather risk doing everything by his way and being wrong and nothing happen than not risk not doing nothing by his way, being wrong and going to hell.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a win-win, if that makes sense. Like, that's how I look at it.
And I think, too, I think it's even from a now perspective, because I think that's another reason some people don't take it seriously, is because death seems so far away to everybody. Mm. But we all know it can be right around the corner. You never know.
Never know.
But even just in these, like, even in, like, your presence, in the present time, what I realized, and this is why I'm, like, really, like, I have a huge conviction to just talk about stuff so openly, is because everything, God telling me not to do stuff is not, like, just, like, some, like, oh, I'm trying to control you, tell you what not to do. It's actually protecting me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, I'm, like, my life has gotten better, not just from, like, a, oh, give your life to God and everything's going to be okay, but it's, like, just, like, I don't worry about certain things no more. Like, because I know I'm doing more of the right things. I have a lot less to worry about. And because I know that I'm following him in that way, even when bad stuff do happen, I'm like, I know this ain't karma.
Mm.
Like, this is definitely God trying to work it for me, because I'm not out. It's not like when I was in the world, like, I run up someone's house, try to drag them out the house, beat them up, kick their car, and then the next day I get in a car accident or something. It's like, I probably asked for that. Versus, like, I know I'm, like, following his lead, which, because of that, I'm protected in a way that goes beyond just, like, do what I say because I said to do it. It's like, no, I'm actually telling you to do that because I'm trying to protect you, not to keep you from stuff.
But let me ask you this, though, because that's why, I don't want to say confused, but, like, I get, like, it's challenging because you're still an artist, right? You still have goals. You still want, I don't know if it's platinum, you want to sell a certain amount. You still, it's still a worldly want, kind of, almost.
Mm-hmm.
You never, like, challenged with that, like, because, I mean, that's still of the world.
Yeah, I would say it definitely has been times, even having to, like, refocus myself to, like, not focusing on being too focused on, like, the stuff you mentioned. Like, oh, I got to get to the next. I got to post every day. I got to X, Y, and Z from that perspective. But it's like, I don't think it's bad to necessarily want to be great.
Mm.
Like, I don't think it's a bad thing at all, because the word actually talks about, like, when we shine our light, when things happen, it gives us a bigger opportunity to bring glory back to God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's less about wanting to be great and more about me having to continue to check myself on why is more of a thing. So I have to, like, continue to do heart checks to say, like, I don't be doing this because you're just trying to get likes and stuff like this. Like, you need to make sure your heart is still always in the right place. But I'm always want to be, like, great. And I really think that's what discourages some people from not even wanting to do certain things, because they think, like, that's a part of, like, my mission is to show people that you don't have to compromise and stuff to make it to a certain level.
Mm.
Like, I think a lot of people think they have to do that. And I feel like any place you got to compromise to get to, it wasn't really yours in the first place. So now you got to compromise to stay there. And then it's just whack at that point. So
I'm
going to go as far as I'm supposed to go.
No, that's facts. Yo, 2 years in, man, you said you just loving it.
Yeah, I'm loving it. No.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, I'm just blown away by your raps, though. Because, like, you really pretty, like, you good.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't want to say you don't see that often with, like, but not as often.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you can still, like, when you said that you like battle rap, mm-hmm. it wasn't surprising.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I get the energy of that.
Yeah.
With not the content of that.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. It'd be like that. I really like rap, though. Like, I don't take, like, I'm one of those people that feel like just because it's Christian rap, you can't just slide. You can't just use that as a pass, if that makes sense. Like, I want people, if they hear my music, I don't want them to just be like, oh, that was good because it was a Christian rap. Or yeah, that was good for a Christian rap. Yeah, yeah. I want them to say,
that was good.
That was just good. Like, even when people say, people probably should think I should take this as not a compliment. I just had a post, like, a week ago. It got, like, almost 5 million views. Half the comments is people saying, I ain't even religious, but this slide. Like, mm-hmm. I want people to just like it because they like it. I don't know. I just be trying to do stuff in excellence in that way, but...
I mean, that makes
sense,
though.
Yeah, I want them to like it just, yeah. I don't feel like I get a pass because it's Christian.
What made you, because, again, and I've seen people, like, not wanting to get in that box of, like, Christian rap, right?
Yeah.
What made you embrace it? I'm curious.
Because I just feel like someone, I don't know. I just feel like I don't mind. I want people to know, and I'm seeing it don't hurt. I think some people think it hurt, but I feel like it's just a statement to, like, who I am. Like, if you talk to me, you're just going to be like, she a little Christian, like, she... It's nothing to hide to me. I just rather just be like, this is what you're listening to. And I, it maybe it do take away, like maybe some people don't listen. I don't know. But I just felt like, but I ain't going to lie. I did think about, I had a moment where I thought about, like, I'm like, I ain't even finna call myself a Christian rapper. But it wasn't for reasons that people probably expect. It was more of like a thing of, it was really because of the people like being weird. It would make me feel like, it's like a balance of feeling like I don't want you to associate Christianity to me in a way like you probably have seen it, if that makes sense. Because, like, for me, I grew up, like, I seen, like, a lot of hypocrisy. Like, I seen different things that would probably make me be like, I ain't finna be no Christian. They be...
We all did.
They be fake.
Yeah.
Type thing. So that's, like, the only reason I thought about it at first. I'm like, I don't want people to think I'm, like, one of them.
Mm.
But it's like... I know I'm not, so I'ma just, yeah.
Nah, this is good, man. Dang. So what are you? Do you have a project out right now that you pushing? Or
we
is it
working on one. I don't know when it's gonna drop, but September.
This, the interview this or the interview, project?
This interview. So I got a project dropping called It's Time on September 13th. We actually just had a little moment. I actually signed my first deal.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. Who you signed with?
Capital Christian Music Group.
Capital Christian Music?
Yeah.
They got so many sectors of so many different things.
Yeah, they got little sectors, but it's still, Capital's Capital, it's the building. We're in there. But, but yeah, so I got my first, like, EP dropping with them. A lot of just great. I think I'm, like, leveling up. Like, they done got me with great producers.
They got some good features, or?
Yeah.
Like, how is it, like, what are the good features for, from, like, a Christian rap standpoint? Like,
I mean,
Kirk Franklin, that's all I could think of. Like, I'm sorry. That's ignorant, but. Wait, what?
Never mind. Like no. But I was going to, no. But I was saying that.
I mean, was that not a good?
No. Kirk Franklin, not even a rapper.
Oh, I'm about to say, because people just be, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Kirk Franklin, not even a rapper.
No. I feel like, you know how music got different genres? I feel like Christianity got different genres.
It really
genres,
do,
no.
though. Like, it be, like, you got the Christian rappers, you got Christian R&B now. It's like all type of things happening. But I don't know. A good feature is just, I mean, we got real stuff happening. So you can look at someone's numbers and be like, this is a good feature. They got over 1 million monthly listeners, or they got a strong social following.
It's a guy, like, I think he's light-skinned. He does, like, Christian rap. He's super nice. I forgot it. Not D1, but D1 is a good one.
Yeah, I got a song with him. On his album. I did a feature on his album.
Oh, this is fire.
Yeah. I think it's, like, one of his top songs on Spotify. It's called In My Bag Remix.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. No, not from, no. I'm not flexing. You, I'm like,
yeah, cool, it's cool.
You making it, you goofy. You like, oh. Chill, like, chill.
I mean, my bad.
Chill.
Top seller.
Chill.
My bad.
Chill. It ain't even it.
Yeah, okay. So you just signed with Capital. Damn, like, I was like, yeah, how you feel? It's new? How new is this? How recent is this?
It's new. It's like real new.
How new?
Like earlier this year. But it's like we really just like getting a ball rolling.
How do you feel? That's a bigger. Yo, you've been rapping for 2 years?
Yeah. I feel
and
good.
You got signed by like a major label.
Yeah.
You in the league.
We actually the first like full like Christian rap, like female to do it, like major. So
that gotta feel good, right?
Yeah. Like I said, it's a part of like that journey of, like I said, just trying to show people you ain't gotta do it a certain way to get results. Like that's not the firm foundation of what it's about, but it's like I definitely, like when you was asking, don't you want to X, Y, and Z? Like, yeah, I definitely want to be successful. Not as much for my sake as for the sake of those who are going to come after me to see, like, someone did it and was successful doing it God's way.
Mm. This is fire, man. This is great.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you come back when you get more success. We can keep doing this.
Yeah.
Yo, I got a, this is random. I used to do these freestyles back home in Baltimore, right? And I'm thinking about bringing it back.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for you to, like, come bless my platform.
Oh, do like a what's name?
Like a rap. Like
that'll be hard.
I'm serious.
Nah.
I'm so
that'll
serious.
That'll be hard.
So it's funny. It's my first time ever talking about this in public. But, like, that's how
someone
I kind of got
still
popular.
Your idea. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, go ahead. It don't matter.
So that's how I got popular. Like, I was doing freestyles or whatever back in Boston.
Really?
Yeah. Before I started doing the interviews. And I kind of, like, got away from it. But I've been talking to some people, trying to bring it back. And, yeah, that would be hard if you could. I'm serious, though.
I'm serious, too. We finna do some, I think we got some stuff lined up, too, this week or next week or something.
All right, man, I'm going to talk to you about that, man. I appreciate
Hit
it, man.
Hit me up.
For the people that don't know, I mean, everybody know how to follow you, all that support, what's going on.
Yeah,
that.
It's at Childlike CC. We got the EP dropping. I'm Childlike CC everywhere. That's C-I-C-I, Childlike. You should know how to spell that, hopefully. But, yeah, we got the EP coming. I think we're doing, like, 5 songs. They fire. They dumpers. They, like, it's not just good because it's Christian rap. It's, like, really like that. Like, I just was at Trash Mag performing. They was in there. It's really like that. But going to sanctify your ears, your playlist, do all that good stuff. But it's time. Childlike CC, September 13th.
Man, this is
stream
good.
It.
Childlike CC, J-Hill Podcast is right. We out.
Peace.
Gear Patrol just called their ISO-certified dive watch the best sub-$500 dive watch, full stop. And their ceramic watch material, almost magical. The Wall Street Journal called them iconoclastic cool, potentially redefining the industry itself. Who are we talking about? It's Movement. And they're leveling up your gift-giving with the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics, Movement's got options for everyone on your list. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, be the good gifter this year with Movement's huge site-wide holiday sales and enjoy the usual fast and free shipping. Shop 30 to 60% off now at movement.com. That's MVMT.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.